Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I am Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good now.
Did
that
I get
I,
loud?
Yeah,
yeah.
It popped on,
Oh,
and it's loud. Anyway, yes, surprised, but yeah, doing fine.
we can turn the control room down. I can
And
turn
how?
the control room down.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're
it.
welcome.
You're welcome. I'm good. How are you?
But I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. You know, it's we've got baseball is in swing, full in swing. The old 11U ball club is not doing well right now.
Yeah.
But the Red Legs are.
Yeah.
The Red Legs are doing well. Opening day happened. We've got NCAA basketball. We've got men's and women's. Have you heard anyone call it girls, NCAA girls basketball? Have you heard anyone say that?
Not anybody that was
Listen,
born.
Mo Egger had like a whole thing today where he corrected somebody and he's heard it so many times. It's girls basketball, talking about when they talk about women's college basketball, talking about girls college basketball. I haven't heard anybody call it that.
No, I don't think I have
No.
either.
All right,
No.
so we've got women's and men's college basketball.
I call it boys, but whatever.
That was part of his point. Was nobody calls them boys. Whatever else comes up.
Yeah.
Adam, can we start with something we haven't done in a while?
I would like to because I walked in, you've got your practice gear on for your team, and because you had practice tonight, and you're like, I got to talk about something.
That wasn't where I was going,
Oh.
but we're going to go there. Let's go there. I was going to go to Easter eggs. You brought Reese's Easter eggs, which are both of are one of our, probably top five because of the peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
That's correct.
So I'm opening it. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
If you wanted me to, there's six in here.
Yeah. Well, there's four left because I had two earlier. But
Was that already open?
Yeah, it was already open.
Okay. Well, I just opened it more.
I mean, I spent ready?
Yeah.
$30 on, and here's the thing, because Easter candy's marked half price now.
Let's
All right,
go.
these are half price, which I was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because usually they keep these regular price because they know people are still gonna buy them.
Because it's gonna be a football here in February.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. They're just gonna write football on the package and it's gonna be the same exact deal. But anyway, yes, those instead of $6 for six, they are now $3 for
Let's
six.
go.
Still very expensive, but yes, half price, and it was like that was almost all the candy they had. They had tons of those left. I'm sure they overordered because they sell the best.
Yeah.
But and those were marked half price. I was so excited. I spent way too much money on them. And I took like two, yeah, I took like two or three trays to, so I bought 10 and I took two or three to work to share.
Not a boy.
And the guy's like, "You kept some at home, right?" I was like, "I kept a lot
No,
of
I got plenty.
it."
Oh, I'm good. I'm
Yeah.
good. I'm good.
Anyway,
All right. So
I'm going to join you while you talk about this.
I got one. Very good. But you're right. Practice gear's on. I got the Y on head to toe. You can't even see it, but it's on my shorts as well.
You coaching for the YMCA?
My wife gets on me so bad because I've got so much of this gear now.
Yeah, you do.
That we'll go somewhere. We'll like go to dinner or to somewhere, and I'll have the hat, I'll have a t-shirt, I'll have a jacket, and if it's shorts season, I got four pairs of shorts. So she's like, and I'll be like, there's no game today. I know I need to put something else on in between all of this. I need to change something. I struggle with it. Last year was a good year. We played well. First year in the organization. I had a good tryout, had some kids come onto the team. Adam, it's 11 years old, right? Is what these kids are. So I've got kids that are 10 and 11 on this team. And we're starting to see this is like the age, that fifth grade year. You're starting to see some kids really develop differently, right? Like some kids are what's the word I'm looking for?
Starting to blossom or starting to turn
Sure.
a corner athletically, maybe.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
athletically, it's always kind of been going on, but I got to go back to a text, so I can get the exact word that I need.
Bloom, grow,
develop, whatever you want to call it. I
develop.
don't know, that's
Okay.
not the word, but I'm not going to look it up. And I'm struggling now because we've got kids that are struggling and we got kids that aren't. And we
Sounds
have
like a team.
kids that think they're really good, and we have kids that are really good. And we have kids that are really good and think they're really good. And it's we're trying to fig I'm trying to figure out the best way. I'm actually having to coach now, right? Like in the past, you've coached teenage girls. And if you want to talk about hormones and like drama, like you were hot and heavy in the middle of all of it. Had to deal with it. Now, obviously, it's not that bad, but I'm seeing it starting to come along. I can see the attitudes when certain kids make a mistake, attitudes from the kids that think they're that much better, kind of roll their eyes, things kind of, you're trying to teach somebody something that is total fundamentals and just like look at them, say they're better than that in their own head, well, I can do this. I do it all the time. I'm struggling, man. I'm struggling because I'm the go, yeah, let's have some fun. Everybody out here, we're all great. Everybody's good. But I've been super negative lately in practice. Not now. I want Maybe it is negative. I feel like it might be negative. I'm not a negative person,
Nope, you are not.
but I when you goof around, no, we're getting beat. We're getting beat bad. Like we played three games, run ruled every game. It's bad. And some kids, it pisses them off. Some kids, it's like the day never happened. Like they could care less. Maturity. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
Kids are maturing at different levels now,
Yeah.
right? They're not going through puberty really yet. Like that's coming in the next couple of years, probably,
Yeah.
maybe even really soon. Like it could be coming in this year into the next 2 years. But the maturity level, like some kids they're still kids. And some of these kids are becoming preteen kind of kids, right?
Yep.
It matters more to some than it does the others. They lose. Some kids work really hard, and then when they lose, could absolutely care less. So I don't know how to take that, right? Like you're kicking butt in practice, bro. I love it. That's awesome. But how, when we lose, are you sitting here doing cartwheels and stuff as I'm on my way out to have a talk to the team? Like nothing just happened. Obviously, nobody's doing cartwheels. I'm just throwing it out there. During practice, I'm having to like rein kids in. I'm like, stop, don't talk when I'm talking. And then it's like, not just don't talk when I'm talking, but I'm not kidding. What's going on right now? Does this look like I'm having fun? Stop. And then all of a sudden, everybody goes, oh, Coach Chris is this legit. He's pissed. It's almost every practice. I would have to do that 5 times a year, maybe over the last 4 years. It's every practice now because I'm pissed because we're losing. And the reason we're losing is because we're not doing the fundamental things. Because in practice, half of them seem like it's not that big of a deal.
Not taking it serious.
Not taking it seriously. I got some of my best fielders making mistakes, and then they think they're better than everybody else. What? How do I do this? I need help from somebody who's been around mature different levels of maturity and have coached it. And if it, I need help, bud, I need help.
It's number one, it's just gonna be that way. Like
I
it's
told I was
hard to.
talk I was talking to one of the other coaches today, and I said I've been told this since I started coaching 4 years ago. Enjoy it now because the older it gets, the worse it gets.
Yeah. And but then maybe and maybe for the next 3 or 4 years it's like that, and it's like that worse sometimes than others. Maybe sometimes it gets a little bit better. And then after that, like, you know, after they go through that phase, then it starts to get, but then as they get older, they also, the people that don't care as much and who aren't going to work as hard as they need to keep playing at that level are going to drop off. And then you'll have fewer kids, but you'll just have the kids that are really serious about it, that want to work hard. But right now, that's down the road. You got to deal with what you got to deal with now.
So we, I mean, this is a, you know, it's a travel team. We call it travel. We travel once a year, but it's, you know, we play 45, 50 games a year, and we, you know, there's tryouts to
Crazy.
make the team, right? It's a lot that goes into it. We started raising money last year to go on a trip next year. I decided it's not fair to a lot of these families to put all their time and effort into fundraising for something 3 years down the road. This is our team for the next, what is it? 10, 11, and 12, 3 years. So say we had, so last year, this year, and next year, not changing the team.
You
There's no
sold.
tryouts. There's no, like, this is the team, the for the parents, right? And for the kids. Like, let's build this. We've got something decent. I realize kids mature at different levels, right? So your best player may not be your best player next year, and kid that you think is terrible might be great the year after. But you're starting to see the breakaway now, right? And the parents have put a ton of time in. So we don't have a tryout this year. We're not going to have one next year. But I'm starting to see big differences in these kids.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to spend a ton of time with one kid and or two or three kids and not be able to help coach the other kids, because then they start dwindling, right? You might
Yeah.
make these other three kids better, but your team's getting worse. I need help, bud. I need help.
Yeah. Really hard to balance everything. And that's the other thing too, is like, you know, I think pretty much what you're saying is every kid needs something a little bit different from coaching. And it's number one, it's really hard to figure out what that is for each kid. And number two, it's, you know, to be able to balance everything you need to do and be specific with every kid to give them as much of exactly what they need as possible, it's almost impossible to do all that.
Sure. Sure. You're, yeah.
So number one, don't overexpect from your, don't overexert yourself at least. And by the way, you have, I don't know what, 11 or 16 assistant coaches. Delegate a little bit,
Listen,
which
hold
is
on
hard to
now.
do.
No, it is hard to do.
You do delegate. You've told me this
No,
before.
I've gotten better at delegating. I've gotten better at delegating. I have six assistant coaches. Sure. Right. Or the, no, five assistant coaches. I'm six. We have six coaches. That's way too many. Any given day, we might have four people there, right? Four or five. Some of the coaches are understanding what their roles are. It's not as important. Not every role is important. Like, I don't care what your role is. I need you to do it. That's why I asked you to do it. That's why I asked you to be there, right? So I don't want to say it's not as important. It may not feel as important to them. That's where that is. It's very important to me. When I can tell a kid, hey, go do this with coach this, that I know it's being done, right? This coach has got this, he's got this. Yes, delegate little things. What I'm not good at delegating is playing baseball. I'm not good at delegating teaching kids to play baseball.
I got you.
I want to be in every group. I try to set groups up so different coaches have different stations and they're doing different things. And then I kind of walk around, and every time I walk around, I'm seeing kids doing things wrong. And I'm like, no, stop. How long has this been going on in this group? No, this isn't how we do it. We have to do it. You get like this in this group. That's my biggest problem. Now I don't want to delegate anymore. I just want to do it all myself because I don't know if it's getting done the way I want it to be done.
I got you. Yeah, and I get that because you want to be able to teach it, and then basically, like I was an assistant mostly for all those years coaching basketball. I want, like, I'm going to learn it sometimes the way you want to teach it, my head coach, the way you want to teach it. I'm learning it the same time the kids are learning it. And then
That's
I can pick it up easier. And then I'm able to help you coach exactly the way
right.
you
So,
want it done.
that is the thing is for me, it's like, okay, you know, here's a video. This is what I want to do with the kids in your group today. Do this. Okay. Okay. Well, it's not exactly how I really want it done. Right. Like I
I'm going
want
to
to
make
tweak it a
tweaks.
little bit. Right. But I don't say that beforehand. It's my fault. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at communication. We don't have coaches meetings. We don't do, you know, I need to do stuff like that. I don't have time
Right.
to get all my coaches together. Hey, if you guys can make it, you know, to my house or to the bar or wherever you want to go have a go. I don't have time for
You
all
guys all have jobs and families and
that. Exactly. I don't have time for that. So it's like, this is what I want you to do, right? But then when I walk over there, well, yeah, you're doing what I wanted you to do, but not quite the way I wanted you to. And I've got a lot of assistant coaches that listen to this podcast, and all five of them are going to call me and go, what did I do wrong? I already know it. I
I,
can
you know,
already hear, I already get the text. And it's not, it's this is not pointed at anyone in particular. It's happened with everything I've ever done from 8U to 11U, from 8, 9, 10, 11, 4 years. It happens here and there all the time.
I'll bet I know exactly what you mean. Like, you can send a video, you can say, I want you to do this with these guys, but there are all kinds of little details in drills and in things that you work on
Need to be pushed.
that you want to point out, you know, especially if you specifically see somebody doing it and like, oh, that's the teachable moment right there for this one
Boom.
specific detail of that drill.
Yes.
And not everybody's going to be in the same frame of mind. They're not all going to
Absolutely
think the
not.
same way
In
about
fact,
the details.
like you said, they're learning it on the fly as well. So they're not seeing all the same things I want them to see. Because they're still just saying, okay, I need you to do this, 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 this. Okay, he did this, this. Okay, he did that, but I need him to do that like this. That's so silly,
I got you. I got you. Yeah.
but what's happening is the biggest part, it's not even the biggest part. I don't even care about that. Like my coaches are awesome. And if I tell them, and when I walk around and I see something and I say something, boom, it's changed, right? They see, I can hear them from a distance now pointing out those fine-tuned things that I had just said. That becomes the most important thing. Perfect. That's what I want. Adam, I don't want to scare you to death, but that's a monster spider right there.
Yes, it is. Sure is. Welcome to the fam. Welcome to the family.
Oh God, welcome to family. That is bigger than my big toe.
The sad thing for him is we already have a mascot here at the
Rum Dum Studio.
and the Nosebleed Sports Podcast. It's George from Tennessee or whatever. What was his name?
I don't know.
I anointed him our mascot.
Yes.
So just and I didn't even tell you that. I just did it in the
Okay.
description of the last video, which was
Oh,
like
Jeff or Jim or
Jeff.
J yeah, whoever canceled our podcast
from a distance. Boy,
If
I'm
he
not
gets close, I'm gonna kill him.
okay.
All right, I
All right.
got him. I got you. I am not anything. I'm not big on saving lives of insects. Like, there's
No.
plenty of insects. There's plenty of spiders. It's okay. If you're in my house and you're that big, you're going to bite.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
On that note, I'm going to go kill it right now because I can feel your tension
Oh,
getting higher and higher
my
and
anxiety is through the roof.
higher.
But yeah, I totally get like you aren't saying, oh, that's a tough angle too, you know? He's gone. All right. They always seem to be at a tough angle. You know, they always seem to be on the edge of something or in between like where like, you know, in the
Yeah, in a
corner.
corner, yeah, in a crevice, if you will.
They always seem
Did
to
he
be
go in
there.
my shoe?
I
No.
mean, I
All
sure
right.
hope not.
He is dead though. He curled up and he's underneath the baseboard.
Okay. Anyway, the I totally I really really feel like I can feel exactly what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
Well, no,
The
but
attitude stuff is like the biggest part of
yes,
it.
that's my
That's the
thing,
biggest
is
part of
I'm
it.
starting to see these different attitudes. And like today, I called a kid out today. I called a couple kids out, but Just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I'm throwing BP and I'm lighting kids up with BP, baby. I'm throwing big old nasty 12-6 break curveballs. I'm gassing up to, every bit of 62 miles an hour.
62, boy,
Look out
that's
now.
not bad,
Look
actually.
now. Look out now. They still got a little something in this cannon over here.
I can throw probably 31 with my left hand and probably 29 with my right.
Yeah, I hear you. I thought that too.
Shoulders and stuff.
Mine too. Anyway, but as I'm throwing BP, I'm kind of seeing the other groups going on around me, right? We're in a small little area. It's indoors, and light a couple kids up because I see them doing something I don't like because it's irritating to me. And
Fundamentally
no,
or
no, no, no,
attitude
no.
wise.
Out of just goofing when another coach is talking
I got you.
and playing, right? And light them up. And to be honest, I probably wasn't even in the right. They probably weren't even in the drill at the time, but I
Still.
felt like it was too much. And one of them is one that goofs off a lot. The other one was doing the same thing, just standing next to him. Doesn't goof off a lot. Really good ball player. Lit them both up. Whole place heard me, right? I got music on when we're indoors, but the whole place heard me. And lost them for the rest of practice. Lost them, right? So I, as a coach, I need to learn. I feel like one of my biggest strengths is learning how to coach each individual kid. Because you can't light up certain kids in front of everybody. You just can't do it. Because like that, you're going to lose them. You can't, then there are some kids that if you don't light them up in front of everybody, they're going to keep on doing the same thing. And there's a lot of in between. And it's becoming a bigger because they're changing. The kids are changing. You have so the way I used to coach them is not. I've got to adapt it, and it's
That's
a
hard.
struggle right now. But I'm on a struggle bus, especially when we're losing.
And that's always a helpful tool to help them remember. Like, anytime you get upset, anytime they're messing around or not listening or talking when you're talking or whatever, it's like, are you guys having fun when we lose 11 nothing? Are you guys having fun when it's 13 to 1?
Is that
That's
fun for anybody?
You're not getting better if you're screwing around, if you're not listening to us, and we're gonna keep getting our butts kicked if you keep doing that. Here's where if
And
I
I
if
hate losing.
sure,
Hate it. I
sure.
know it. And you need to
Everybody
lose. The
does.
kids need to lose. They need to lose. I hate losing.
Yeah, and look, if you lost your first two or three games or whatever it is, then you got that under your belt. Now you don't need to lose as much
Now,
anymore.
okay, now we're good. Let's
Now
go kick some butt.
is where you that's the biggest coaching point is the bounce back, the digging yourself out of that. And that's if I have any advice, it's so hard. It's way harder to do than it is for me to say it right now. But if some of your coaching has to be a little bit less about the details and the fundamentals of the game and a little bit more about attitude, effort, focus, and that kind of stuff. I think that's the most important stuff because if they get better with all of that, they're going to get better just by practicing anyway. And because their practices are going to be better, they're going to get better. And it might take a while for you to see it in wins and things like that, but you'll notice for sure you will. And it's and then you're also planting that seed for because you know it's going to be as bad or worse for the next when they become 12 and 13 and 14. It's going to keep getting that way and they're going to and they start growing up and they start thinking I don't have to respect this guy as much because I see other people acting like that. I see people on TV acting like that, pro players and college players and that's just the way it is and I don't I can stand up for myself and you can't tell me what to do all the time. A lot of that stuff, not every kid, of course, is like that, but I do feel like that's when they see, that's why I'm so much more like stuck in the old school about like, showing people up
Sure.
and
We
that kind
talk
of thing.
about it all the time. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And taunting and celebrations are everything for young people now. They celebrate every single positive play. And there's a much more, there's a much thinner line between celebrating, taunting, disrespecting people than I think a lot of people are willing to say now. And I really think, and that's just the culture. It's going that way, and it's probably going to keep going that way. And there's only so much you can do about that. But the kids that you have under your wing,
You can teach them
you do
the right
the
way.
best you can to say your attitude, your effort, your focus, your respect for other people, for your opponents, for umpires, for parents, for your coaches. That's the one number one. I don't care if you have a horrible swing and you don't make it better for the next 3 years. If your attitude gets better, if your effort's better all the time, that's the number one thing.
So
Number one.
I have been so that's been, here's what sucks. We go through a struggle, a period, and then we get, tornado-like thunderstorms and everything for a couple of days, and I can't get on a field. No games this weekend. I am in Augusta, Georgia on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, come home Wednesday next week for the Masters. I don't even think I told you that.
I'm trying to remember
I
because I
feel like
you
maybe
tell me
I
a
did,
while
maybe I
ago.
didn't. I don't know, but
Either way, I at least
we
forgot.
won tickets. My buddy of mine won tickets to a practice round on Tuesday at Augusta, and then I also another buddy who's going on this with us. My golfing partner, Mike Little, won tickets to the U.S. Open
Wow.
Sunday at U.S. Open.
Who's the other guy with
Brian
you?
Fleming.
Saw him an hour and a half ago.
What? Where at?
He must have a kid
An
on the
hour and a half ago,
two.
bud,
What
that's
time?
way too late for Brian Fleming. That's 9 o'clock.
3 hours ago.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
He
Brian's
must.
asleep at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I saw him earlier this evening.
We just like Brian,
I forgot what time
they eat dinner at 3:30. Like the
it
kids get home at
is.
3:15, they eat dinner at 3:30, bed by five.
His kid had basketball after dinner then. After bed, actually. He was, I guess he had a kid that was playing against my nephew.
Oh, nice. A
Yeah,
little of a
I saw him.
B, here's how I got to remember his kids. BLT.
All right.
They got a BLT sandwich. Brody, Logan, Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
So
don't
little
know.
Tuck, little Tuck.
Was he the
Would
okay?
have been little Tuck.
Gotcha. Yeah. So anyway,
He's a wild man
I
too.
saw
Tucker's a
was
wild man, dude. Love Tucker. He's a wild man.
cool.
So
Nice.
anyway,
Anyway.
Brian did get the he got the Masters tickets. So we practice on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now I have to make a practice plan, give it to my coaches for Tuesday and Wednesday. I wanted, and I've been telling my kids because we did indoor today, wanted to do it yesterday, but it was supposed to be at 6 o'clock when all hell broke loose and I canceled practice because it hurt me to the core, but there was a tornado that could possibly be coming right at about 6 o'clock.
Oh, you were
So
going to be inside though?
we were going to be, I mean, inside a garage. But I did cancel to keep everyone safe. Tornadoes, possibly touch high winds,
We could get into a whole thing about that, but
15,
anyway.
10 miles south of me. I made the right decision. I believe I made the right decision.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, I really wanted, so I told the kids today when we had them, like, you guys got to understand practice now. This is where playing time comes from. We're 0-3. We've lost three games. We lost 4-0, 11-1 and 13-2 or whatever the scores are, right? Like we're getting beat bad. Your attitude, how much effort you put into practice, how you do in practice is going to determine who pitches. Like we're at the age now where everybody plays, everybody hits, right? You hit a 12-man roster and kids rotate in. So everybody sits out at least once. Seven kids will sit out twice because my catcher catches all game, the whole game. So, it's going to determine who's sitting out the most. It's going to determine who's pitching. It's going to determine a lot of stuff, right? So think about that as we go forward. Now I don't have any time on the field with them before our next tournament. It kills me. I'm driving to Augusta. I'm leaving at like 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning so I can be back here for Wednesday practice because I need to be here. And I love my coaches. My coaches are great. We've had this conversation before when I was out of town for a tournament, you know, and they played two games in the bracket play and it didn't go well, right? Didn't go well. And I need to be there. The head coach wasn't there. Not that anybody did anything wrong, but the head coach isn't there. Makes a difference. The kids, it's different for the kids. It's different for everybody.
Of course.
So when I can't be at practice,
Oh, I know. I know.
that's so hard.
It
Like I'm
thanks.
half tempted to cancel practice Tuesday, practice Thursday and Friday, because I know I'll be there.
Yeah.
And just go Thursday, Friday and say, screw it, let's roll. Either way, because I want them to understand that what happens in practice, I'm looking, everybody's looking, they're all talking to me. This is what's most important is practice. It's just like basketball. We talk about in basketball. You work your butt off in basketball, you're gonna get an opportunity in the game. No matter how good you are. So that was my biggest thing is I don't care if you're the best player on this team. I don't care if you think you're the best player on this team. I don't care if you're top five. If you've got a bad attitude or you're not giving your all, or there's a little bit of negativity in you, that was another thing that happened in a game. I'm walking through the dugout and there's two kids talking about how a ball should have been caught by a certain person and how could he not call? I can't believe this happened. I can't, why wouldn't he do this? That's his, this. I said, hey boys, we're positive in here. Pick your boys up. Guess what happened? Later on, same kid sitting there made the exact same mistake. I wanted, like, the way I am as an adult, if I'm playing softball or if I'm playing basketball or I'm at work and you're talking something about something I did and then you do it, well, you better believe I'm lighting you up. I didn't do it. Made a mistake. Kid made a mistake. It's a kid. It's a kid. I helped him. I tried to help him, tell him he was wrong when he was talking. When he made the mistake in the field, didn't say a word. You know you made the mistake. Could see it on your face. Don't need to say anything to you. I just don't. Maybe that was right. Maybe it was wrong. Maybe I need to get on. I'm struggling. Anyway, I knew this was going to take way longer than it should.
No.
But I'm. It's tough. It's tough.
It's
It's
really
tough.
hard. It's really hard,
We've
especially when
got
you're the head
so much
coach
more
and
to
you
talk
feel
about.
like everything is your responsibility.
Everything is
But
everything.
there's too much to be able to have full control over all the time. And a ton of things are not going to go the way you want them to go. It's going to happen. And you just have to do, you have to kind of almost kind of keep reprioritizing things and whatever,
Sure.
you
I
know.
do that. We do that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like you have a practice plan because of what happened this past
Yeah.
weekend. That's how it works, right? Like let's fine tune. We've got our four things we're gonna do every single practice, and then we're gonna fine tune a couple things every week, right? That's normal. I'm with you there. But you're right though. It's hard. They're kids. I don't expect them to be perfect. There's not even a little bit of me expects them to be perfect.
Of course.
And they know when they made a mistake. I don't need to tell you when you make a mistake, but when your attitude is bad, boy, that pisses me off more than anything in this world. Or when you're not listening when I'm talking, or when I tell you to stop doing something because I'm talking and you continue to do it, boy, I'm gonna tell you right now, you wanna piss me off? You wanna see fun old Coach Chris go into a different world? And you want to be, we're all in a small group and I'm talking and you start talking or goofing around with somebody and I call you out and then I start talking and you do it again. But you want to feel like somebody's going to cry. I might make you cry now. Now it's over. You've had your chance. Now you've had your chance. Now afterwards, I always walk up to that person and I put my arm around them and I go, you know, you can't do that when I'm talking. You know I love you, baby. It's all good, but you cannot do that. I don't know if that's good. Maybe that's the wrong way to go. I try to pull them off to the side and give them. I try to be tough love and good love, right? Like when I'm in basketball, we got a tough love coach. The head coach for our team's tough love. They come get pulled out. They come sit next to Coach Chris. Coach Chris is fun, right? I'm like, hey, baby, you know, this is all we got to do. It's all good, right? You know what you did wrong. We got you. I try to be both, and I shouldn't. I need to figure out when to be this and when to be this.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. I don't think you're wrong for maybe wait till the next, maybe call him out, be like, you know what? If you're not here for this, you're done. Go ahead and go home, and I'll see you at practice tomorrow. The rest of what I have to say, you don't care about anyway, so go ahead and leave. I'll address to everybody else. But
That'd break a kid. I'm gonna tell you right now, that'll break a kid. And
okay.
that hurts me. That hurts me, but it needs to be done.
It needs to be done. You're not cussing at him. You're not yelling at him.
No,
You're just saying, all right.
I never yell at these kids. Never yell at these kids. I sternly talk and show disappointment. I 100% show disappointment.
And then let him go. And then the next day, you might get a text or a call from mom
It's
or dad,
usually, yep, I've
or
already, it's,
whatever,
that has happened.
and you can talk to them or whatever. But then the next day at practice, or 2 days later, or whenever you have practice again, the next time you see the kid, be like, hey man, I don't want to have to do that. You don't want to have to deal with that. I need you to pay attention, because I'm trying to tell you things that are going to help you. We're all here to help each
And
other.
when
We're all
you're
here to get better together and experience this whole thing together. If you're doing that, it's just hurting you and everybody else. It's hurting everybody else too, whether you realize it or not. And we just can't have it. I need you to be better with that, and help some other guys out too. You know, nudge them if they're talking or whatever. Be like, hey,
quit. Yeah,
you know,
stop. Stop.
yeah. So
Yeah.
you can do that. You can do both. But you're right. It's Chris. It's so Chris.
It is. Yeah,
Chris.
it's Chris.
It's
C-H,
CH.
C-H, not K. Chris.
KH
No,
CH
Chris.
CH
Yeah.
RISS. Two S's at the
Yeah,
end.
sure, if you want.
All right. It's impossible to do everything that you really want to do, and it's impossible to do everything the right way. It's impossible to get everything right, but it's, you have to keep tinkering with it just like they do, and see what works.
Because
And
they're going to push the limits, bud.
yes, they are,
They're going to push the limits. What
especially
can I
at
get
this,
away with? What
especially
can I
at
get
that
away with?
age.
And a lot of it, I don't think they're doing on purpose, like to get away with something. I think
No, they don't realize
some of
that
them are still just kids.
they're all still just kids. Yeah, of course. They're
But some
11.
of them mature differently. So
Right.
some of them don't seem like kids,
Right.
but
I
some
know
of
what you
them
mean.
do seem like kids. So they're goofing and they're not goofing, right? And I don't think they mean to be disruptive. They don't want to be disruptive. They can't help themselves.
Yeah. Yep. It's just, we have you for how long are your practices?
Hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on the day.
Oh, shorter than I thought you would say.
Shut up.
I
You know what today's was? 1 hour.
was gonna say that.
One
No matter
hour
what.
today. 1 hour today. Thank you
Good.
very much.
Good.
Oh, practice it in December. Oh, geez, Bill, what'd you have? Five practices this week in March? No.
It's really hard for kids, especially today. But that's the other thing. Remind them, an hour and a half. And if you guys have a really good practice, and we're supposed to be here for an hour and 45 minutes, I'm cutting it to an hour and a half. Don't be afraid to
And we're
do that.
playing. No, I do that. And
Yeah.
we're playing a game at the end. Y'all do well today. If you guys come out here and do what you're supposed to do and don't mess around. I've got two endings to every practice, right? That this started last week. I've got two endings for every practice now. One ending you guys are going to hate, and one ending is going to be fun, right? It's 15 minutes. Everybody gets three swings, boom, play a game, do this, do that, whatever. 15 minutes. Let's go have this point system. It's all competitive. You always bring that into it.
Oh yeah.
But or we're running, we're pushing, doing push-ups, we're doing running poles, which is the dumbest thing in the world. I hate running. I think that's the stupidest thing to make a kid run poles. But we'll run, we'll do, whatever sucks. Whatever you guys don't want to do, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. I'm gonna hit scuds at you for ground balls. And if you guys can't catch 50% of them, we'll run because I'm upset. So I'm hitting missiles at you now. I've never done that, but it just popped in my head as something I could do because I would like to
Yeah.
sometimes. I've done that before too. Told we're taking infield, got his kids out in right field. And I was like, hey, big dog, back up. Give me about 5, 6 steps, man. Too close. Hit a fly ball out there. Comes running in. Ball goes over his head. Come back around to him. He's still in the same place. Said, look at the guy who's catching for me next to me. I said, I told him, yak, have fun running for that one, bud.
Gotta be able to listen.
Yes.
Gotta
I'm
be able to
sorry.
listen.
That was a that this we talk about this all the time being a psychology podcast outside of the podcast. Like this is just another therapist hour for us,
Sure,
right?
yeah.
Like I get to talk to you about things, you get to talk to me about things. A lot of that happens off camera. This just so happened to happen on camera.
I love it.
Every
Love
bit
it.
of an hour of whatever we've just done.
Well, speaking of coaching, I mean, there's a lot of good coaches in the Final Four,
There
Chris.
are. There are. One of them is not Tim Mulkey.
No, the big matchup that everybody was hoping for in the women's NCAA tournament happened in the Elite Eight. It was LSU, it was Iowa, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Flaje Johnson, Haley Van Lith, Kate Martin, and anyway,
How
every
many Iowa players did you name?
two,
Just at the very end, you got one in. You snuck one in at the very end.
but the
There's a
one I
lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of really good talent
there's
on
a
LSU.
girl from Cincinnati that I know better than anybody, and
What?
I
Is it Beef O'Grady?
no,
Oh,
it's the
I couldn't
it's
call her that.
it's the
That is
other
so bad.
it's their other guard, the little, I think she's 24.
Oh, you
I can't
talking
believe
about
I can't think of her name.
she's from Cincinnati? She
Yeah.
doesn't score much. She gets like 3 points a game. She's
Yeah.
got like blue eyes,
Yeah.
tan.
Real tan. Yeah.
Gosh darn it. I was just
I
looking.
know. I'm so mad.
I was looking at her, talking to her. I was looking her up the other day
How's she
because
doing?
she's doing all right. I was looking her up the other day because she started and I looked her up and she doesn't do much. And I'm like, how do you not score with Caitlin Clark dishing out 15 dimes a game? But she goes like 1 for 3 from three. That's all she does.
Yeah, she's a good player, but she
I'm gonna find her real quick. What their name? I
so
didn't know
mad at
she was from
myself.
Cincinnati, but I guarantee we're thinking about the same person.
Yeah. Anyway, you have some star power there in that game, and it was the rematch of the national championship game from last year that LSU won. And they did. They met. It was the one everybody wanted to see, and it got huge numbers on TV and everything. And this time, Iowa beat LSU to go to the Final Four this year. Here's the thing about Iowa. I've watched probably 10 of their games this year. It's if Caitlin Clark doesn't have that kind of a game,
Gabby Marshall.
Gabby Marshall. I knew I was going to be mad at myself too when I heard that. If Caitlin Clark has to have one of her signature games, because they have other good players.
They're all good. They're all very good.
They're all
They
good.
don't have the talent that a team like LSU has
Right.
or
Right. Top
South
seven LSU is better.
Carolina or
South,
no
yes.
chance they have any or
Probably even UConn. Maybe even USC. They really like top to bottom, I don't think they match up well with everybody,
But
especially
when you can
are
hit
those top teams.
6 straight falling to your left logo threes.
She had, I mean, she had one of those games, and she had to. And I kept waiting for that LSU run, and it just either didn't happen or it was, I mean, they had a little string there. We were texting
Right.
back and forth where
Yep.
they had like 5 or 6 offensive rebounds in a couple
Yes.
possessions,
Yes.
and they went on like a maybe a 6-0 run or something. I'm like, oh,
It went
okay,
from
here we go.
14 to
This
it
is
went
where it
from
falls apart.
14 point to like an 8 point or 7 point and never got much more.
Right. Yeah. But then, yeah. And then Caitlin Clark would make a move. And the good thing is, there are games and situations a lot of times where she is working with a ball and look and setting her man up for the step back, her man, her setting her defender up for a step back. She's looking for the step back,
Yeah.
and she'll have somebody beat with a step and step it back. And then, oh, shoot, they recovered too quick. Now I got to try to do it again.
Yeah.
I think she did a better job in that game of when they gave her something, a couple times she still did it. When they gave her a drive, she took the drive.
Yeah.
And she's either going to get to the rim and score, or she's going to pass the ball as the best passer in the nation, right? So
By far.
by far. So she did a really good job of that. As long as she doesn't force too much, but she also has to take 30 shots.
Look, you've got when you are the offense, I mean, she's half their offense. No, I'm sorry. She's 80% of their offense when you put in assists, right? Like, I mean, first off, any of the players on Iowa, if you have Caitlin Clark on your team and there's a rebound and she's coming to the ball, a defensive rebound, she's coming to the ball. If you're sprinting down court,
She's
you're
getting
probably going to get it. That was LSU's downfall.
yeah, they
Their
got a beat.
transition defense was terrible. She had probably 7 3-quarter court passes that ended up in easy layups.
Yes.
And LSU just wasn't hustling. You can't guard somebody like Caitlin Clark. I mean, you can guard them. I feel like they could have put somebody a little bit different than Haley Van Lith on her. I don't feel like she's the best defender. She's a good scorer. She's good. She's quick. I mean, Flo-Jae Johnson or any of them probably could
Yeah.
have done a better job. I say that, and it's almost impossible to really do, right? Because if she's got a centimeter, she's gonna take it. It's like Steph, right? If he's got an inch and he can get a shot up, he's putting it up. And when you're on, right? Like she's 41 or whatever it was. But outside of who could have guarded her, their transition defense was terrible.
Yep. And that's the thing. That's why Iowa is so good, is because she makes those players, however good her teammates are, they are because
They're that much better
yeah,
because they're wide open layups.
they got to Iowa because they were great in high school, but
Because they can
any
make an open
success they have
layup.
now, yeah,
Yes.
and they'll run down the floor and they'll, you
Yes.
know, but
Hustle.
and I can't tell you how much in basketball games that offense is there. And somebody either just doesn't try to beat their man down the floor, or somebody has a step and they're not even looking for it, and whoever has the basketball is not looking to make that pass anyway.
That's usually it. The whoever has the basketball isn't looking to make it. How many times yesterday during that game did you hear Caitlin Clark with her head up again? Like it's almost surprising for the announcers to see her constantly looking for someone. And I'm not gonna lie to you, there were some passes she made where I'm like, oh my God, come on.
Sure.
Like, but when you're dishing out 15 dimes a game, you're gonna have three bad passes in there, right? It's gonna happen.
The best players in basketball in the NBA or wherever usually have the most turnovers per game.
100%. Yes, because the
It's
ball's in their hands
your
and they are
usage,
passing the ball the
rate,
most.
especially for her, is her usage rate's like 98%. So she has the basketball in her hands every single play, and whether they score or she forces something or makes a bad pass or whatever, because she's trying to do too much or whatever, or the defense has to
She's
get
going to
played
make
or
up for it.
something. Yeah, she'll make up for it. But it's whatever happens is going to be most likely because of her.
Good or bad.
Anyway,
I'm
and she.
excited for that. I'm excited for this women's Final Four.
For you.
I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. I'm watching. I'm having my kids. I'm having my son. At first, when I was talking about Caitlin Clark, and he's like, "Well, girls' basketball," and I'm like, "Dude,
Different.
it's not girls' basketball though. Like, it's not fifth grade girls' basketball. This is grown women playing ball, and they are good." They are so good. The form, their fo girls' form shoot, we've talked about this before. Girls' form shooting is insane. Like, their form is 1,000 times better than every men's shot there is. But just watching them play, like, I think people think there's 30 to 40 points scored a game in women's college basketball. And it's no, the best teams are scoring 70 to 80 points a game, just like the men.
There's
Just like the men.
30 points on there's 30 points missed on missed layups. But no, I anyway,
That's on the men's side too, bud. That's on the men's side too. There's
It
a
is on the men's side
lot
too.
of missed layups on the
It's
men's side.
20 times worse. So that's the only bad thing I can
I'll
say.
give you that. I'll give it to you, but it is bad on both sides. That inside, it's not worked on.
Yeah, it's yeah, any kind of pressure when you're shooting around the rim is a little bit different in the women's
Well,
game.
it is different because their bigs are 6'2", 6'4", right? So you're even if you've got pressure, you're not putting the ball right next to the rim when you're putting it up.
Oh yeah.
You're, 7 inches, you're further away. Whereas you're 6'10", 7 foot, you're even if you're being contested, your hand's a foot away from the basket. So it's different there. Anyway, we'll be watching men's Final Four. Does anybody think that UConn can be beat?
I don't think so. I don't see anybody beating them.
2 years in a row, they're gonna finish if they end up winning this thing. They're gonna finish with a average win total over 20 points in the tournament. That's
It's crazy.
insane.
It's crazy.
And it's a different team than last year.
It's a little bit different team than last year.
They play the same.
It's yeah. At both ends of the floor, they're really good. There's just not a lot of weakness there. They make the right plays, and I mean, that's not like good analysis or anything, but I don't know, man. I just they I feel like everybody's falling in love with Dan Hurley, and they should. He
I
seems
can't stand Dan.
well.
So let me
I
explain
forgot I'm
something to you.
talking to him.
No. Xavier fan, take the Xavier fan out of it. Okay? Take the Xavier fan out of it.
What don't you like about him?
The thing about Dan Hurley, and maybe this just goes back to last year, maybe a little bit of this year too. It is this year too. Why do you need to have so many technical fouls? Why are you getting so many technical fouls?
Oh,
He led the nation in technical fouls
I
last
didn't
year.
even realize that.
UConn's bench led the nation in technical fouls last year. It's 300 and some teams, whatever. You're the best team. That is what gets me. You and I get it. Your team is a mirror image of you, right? And if you're grimy and you're tough and you're not taking anything, they're going to be the same way, right? That you hear that all the time. And then when you've got insane talent, like if you're going to UConn, what is it, Soars or Scores Connecticut or Soars Connecticut, whatever it's called, if you're going there, you're not going there to go to the beach. You're not going there
No.
because of the big city. You're going there to ball, dude. That's what you're going there to do. And he gets unbelievable ball players, and he gets them to ball. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to compare him to something that irritated me when I was a child. One of the best teams in the country for years was University of Cincinnati, UC. I hated Bob Huggins. I hated UC. He was arrogant. He was constantly getting technicals. He was just a he wouldn't shake Pete Gillen's hand after a game. Like there's a lot of things that irritated me, right? And it's a lot of it is the crosstown shootout, is the rivalry part of it. But in general, that was who that guy was. But his teams mimicked it, right? So his teams were that good. He had multiple number one teams, number one in the country teams. This Dan Hurley reminds me a lot of him, the way he coaches. Maybe not with the yelling in his players' faces like the old Bob Knight kind of way, because that's how Hugs was, but
Like that, he'll get into him a little bit, but
just
not.
being a little more grimy and being tougher. Yeah, tougher. Being tougher. You know what I mean? He's tough, but that's also what makes him great, is because he's tougher.
And he comes by it honestly. His dad is like the
Absolutely.
most successful high school basketball
All
coach
time.
ever. And
And he was the third most important person in his family for years. Like his dad was one of the greatest, maybe the greatest high school basketball coach ever. His brother was on one of the greatest college basketball teams ever and was the leader of that team. And got coaching jobs before Danny Hurley did, or at least bigger coaching jobs. And Danny just, played college basketball, was mediocre, tough kid, probably, you know?
There's a video of early on Dan and Bobby Hurley coaching together. I forget wherever Dan Hurley's first job was, I guess, maybe, or something. And they're it's just like it's just a camera on them during a play, and they're both standing, screaming the same thing, jumping up, doing the same exact motions, saying exactly the same thing at the exact same time, and then the play stops, and they both have the same reaction to the end of the play, and but they're both really, really
I
intense.
love that.
And from what I understand, their dad's that way. That's why they're that way. So yeah, I maybe I don't know. Maybe I just didn't haven't paid close enough attention. I think you probably see him more as a, you know, you've seen him, I'm sure you've seen him in person the last couple of years, right?
Yes.
So yeah, so I haven't gotten the opportunity to do that. Maybe I'm just missing that. But anyway, okay, I was wrong. America's not falling in love with Dan Hurley, but
Yes, they are. America is. I'm not.
you're
But
not.
America is.
You're not.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am a little bit. How can
I
you not look at this
just
team and look?
yeah.
He's so honest.
He's very
His
honest.
post-game stuff, it's all good. I enjoy that. He's going to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, there's been obviously over the last year, especially over the last month or so, there's been more like you know, seeing into his practices and interviews with him and stuff, and interviews with his players and things like that. And it's fun to see him. It's fun to see coaches, especially good coaches in college, how they run their practices, how they interact with their players and things like that. I like seeing that stuff. And we've seen more of that lately there. And he'll get, you know, he'll get loud when he needs to, but he also is just like everything seems to be very crisp and everything's like moving exactly how. There's a thing that's all over the internet now that's their UConn has won by an average of 25 points and they're in the Final Four and they're doing like the most basic fundamental wrap around ball handling drills at practice, and they're going real hard at it, and the, you know, figure eights and like the stuff that your son's doing at basketball practice. He has his best team by far in college basketball doing that stuff at a practice before the Final Four. And that stuff's cool. I don't know. Everybody latches onto that,
I'm
but
getting there was a point in time where I was like, man, this is a little ridiculous. The wraparounds and around your head and around your waist. And it's like, man, we got a game in a week. We should be getting, let's get into our offense. But I'm coming around to that because of the way I am with baseball. Like, no, like fundamentals have to be done every single practice.
yeah,
And it just
two-point
is what it
shooting
is.
every day. Yeah.
So tell me what you think about this. Talking about Danny Hurley, I was listening to him on Dan Patrick. We kind of talked about this a little bit the other day when we were prepping for the show. Different kind of cat, right? Like you hear MJ would like make stuff up to get pissed off, make a story up, and tell everybody this thing happened just to get himself all worked up. Turns out that dude's like, I never said any of that. Like, I don't know where it come from. I can't remember the exact story, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
So,
they're like a 20 of them. Yeah.
yeah. So Danny Hurley straight up told Dan Patrick, he's like, yeah, I fabricate things that other coaches say or other players say about our team. I tell them that's what happened, and whatever we got to do to get bulletin board material and gain an advantage, and he just keeps on talking. And they get done with the interview, and all the guys on the Dan Patrick show, the Danettes, they're like, did he just say he makes up all this stuff for them? And I thought that was the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that as
No.
a coach? Have you ever made something up like, dude, I heard so and so?
No, number one, because I can't stand lying. I it would bother me too much. Number two, I'm not a bulletin board kind of guy. But I know that there are people who that means something to them. It really does motivate people. So, that's I was interested to hear your take on that too, but I for me, if you're not motivated enough because we're trying to win and they're trying to stop us from winning, that's I don't know, but
This is it's a tough one for me because I think about this. I thought about this a lot over the last couple of days. I 100% feel like what it, you, I 100% feel like you should give 100% all the time.
that's
But there's
200% if you add
that's
those two up.
200%. But there's a little something out there, right? Like, what they say? Say what now? All right, let's crack the neck. Come on, big dog. Let's go.
You were just telling me about that
I
earlier.
yes, talking about the basketball game I played or talking about what?
Talking about, well, with the yeah, it's
I got
talking about
my
pitching, talking
nieces
about
all
throwing.
thrown. Oh yeah, that happened. Two examples. I got today in practice. I'm throwing BP and one of the bigger kids on the team. Hits a ball hard. It's in a cage. You don't know where it went, but he hit it hard. And he goes, "That's gone." And I said, "Oh, is that right? All right, big boy, step in." And I just nuked up about four straight pitches and just blew him by him. Blew him by him. And he's smiling. And I was like, "Careful how you talk now. Be careful how you talk because you can get somebody to get up on you." That's exactly it, right? Like, I'm out, you get somebody that's going. But as soon as you piss them off, there's always a little something extra that people don't know they have. Like people talk about giving 100%. I don't know that anybody ever really gives 100%. I think it's almost impossible to be a hundred, to be honest with you. But if you're giving everything you can right now, and then somebody gives you a reason to turn it up, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm the kind of guy, I'm gonna turn it up. I'm gonna turn it up. Like if I'm playing, but like I played my niece's little boyfriend, right? Little 15, 16-year-old, 16 now. 16-year-old boy decided he looked at me, said he's gonna beat me in basketball. I said, "I'm 40 years old, bub." So I bet $50 I'd take you. So you show me $50, I'll do it right now. Let's go. Of course, he didn't have $50. I said, "I'll give you a lesson for free. Now I'm ready to play. I'm old, fat, and out of shape. I don't want to do this. There's zero part of me that wants to go play basketball right now. But the fact that you young buck, think you're gonna get me? No. Now I'm playing.
Yeah,
Now I'm playing.
you don't want somebody to have one up on you.
Never. No.
Right.
No.
I'm the older I get, the more I'm like, okay, fine. If you're better than me, okay.
I feel like I'm
But
getting that way. The older, same thing, older, but there's still that little thing inside of me that's, I still got this little competitive thing in me, bud.
yeah,
Like,
and that's good.
I don't like it.
Like one-on-one, if you're better at something than me, guess what? I'm really good at almost nothing. So there's a lot,
Bologna
there's a
sandwich.
lot, there's a lot of,
That's
a
ridiculous.
lot of
Get
people are going to
out
be
of
a lot better than me at a lot of things. But when you're talking about team sports, especially when you're a coach and it means a lot more.
here. Yeah.
That's when it's competitive. It's higher stakes and it's the whole experience is valuable to a lot of people. So that's when the competitive spirit goes up. But I'm not a bulletin board guy, but things will happen during games though. People will constantly get one up on you're battling, you're trying to score, they're trying to stop you. They're trying to score, you're trying to stop them. You're constantly trying to one up each other. You're constantly trying to get the best of each other and things happen. That's why, little altercations happen all the time in basketball
Yep.
games and in football games, especially. And because it's a competition,
One-on-one
you're trying to beat that
physicality.
person. Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's essentially the same as bulletin board material. That's why I think let that stuff, if that stuff happens, that's in the flow of competition. Let that motivate you. That's great. That's fine.
I've seen it motivate you.
But yeah.
I've seen
Sure,
you.
yeah.
So where it might get me a little bit more if somebody was talking, like it gets you more when that physicality or that, whatever goes on in the game. I've seen you get that way.
I think a lot about how I was when I was playing a lot more, especially like at Holy Family and stuff. I'm like, I hate the person I was then. Oh my God. Just how much I It's hated the I hated the physicality because it wasn't, you could get away with so much down there, and those guys
But
were
that's
just
not it. It's the competitiveness. You hated the way you were? No, you're saying you didn't like the way they were, which made you more competitive, which turned you up another
but
notch.
it made me act like I didn't want to act. But anyway, that's what I mean.
That's fine. That's fine. We're all gonna do things we don't want to do in when our competitive juices start flowing, right? Do I want to look at a 16-year-old kid when I back him down in a paint and then put my little hand down like I'm LeBron James telling a kid he's too small? No, I don't want to do that.
Yes, you do.
But
You
when
love
it
that
happened and I did it and I put my hand down there and I looked at him and I was like, you know what? It just happened. Screw it. I just
And
thought he was too small.
your heart grew three sizes each time it happened.
I do. I love a little bit, but that's what I like though. In good nature.
That's it.
I
And there's
if I can
almost
look.
nobody that can be really competitive and keep the trash talk and the mess and the taunting each other in good nature. Almost nobody can do that.
You're right. And the older I've gotten, I feel like I can do that now. And I feel like the way I do it also makes that other person okay with it too, right? Like I'm gonna talk like when I'm like this is talking about softball and play basketball as a 40-year-old, right? Like not real competitiveness, but I'm gonna talk, right? But I'm gonna laugh and I'm gonna make fun of myself and I'm gonna make fun of you on the other team. I'm gonna make fun of all of us, but I'm also gonna make fun of you a little bit harder, right? And it's gonna, you know, it's competitive still. All right, like I'm here to compete and I might piss you off a little bit, but you can't be mad at me. You can't be mad at me. It's impossible. It's impossible to be mad at me at the same time.
Okay. I think we should get to the Mount
I
Rushmore of
agree.
bagels.
Totally agree. All
The
right.
Mount Rushmore of bagels, which is another brilliant pick. It's interesting. I think we like for 2 seconds talked about it right before we started this show, and it was, I think we're both going to be pretty much on the same page as far as I don't have a long list of bagels that I love, and I don't think you do either. And it's
don't.
so it's not all that hard to pick four out of your list because that's about what it is,
Yes.
right? Chris, please tell me what is your Mount Rushmore bagels?
It's pretty simple, right? The everything bagel, or whatever they call that, with a little bit of onion, a little bit of this, a little bit of sesame, whatever all that is, right? The everything bagel is 100% on there. The cinnamon crunch bagel, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Absolutely delicious. Is on there. To be honest, I might just have two on my Rushmore. I'm gonna go with the Asiago bagel. Right, a little Asiago cheese, a little cheddar, right? You throw a little cream cheese on there, a little extra cheddar, good to go. And my last one might be a surprise, and I doubt you have this. Plain bagel.
Interesting.
And I'm doing everything I can to say it the correct way.
You know what?
How have I done?
You've done well.
I had a lot of forcing right there. Every like all three times I said that, I forced myself.
What you have to do to help yourself, force yourself to do that, think about the spelling of it being BEGEL.
I do. And I have to say it like I can't hold it, right? Because everybody says, you know, the holding of that letter is what I get made fun of the most for. Or what people say I sound like. So I just go, so now it's just bagel. I just try to just as
Now it's a bagel.
it's a bagel. It's as fast as I can get it out. And if I get it out real quick, then I can't be wrong.
Going to make you a
Aunt
deal.
Piggy,
For the rest of this
I want to go
episode,
eat some eggs.
no matter how much no matter how much we talk about this, no matter how you say it, I'm not going to react. I'm not going to mess with you.
I don't believe it.
I'm not.
Okay.
It's just however it's said, it's said. I might say it a different way too.
Right, Adam. So those are my Mount Rushmore of bagels. What is your Mount Rushmore of bagels?
on my Mount Rushmore of boggles is I'm starting with cinnamon. Let me start with this. I feel like almost everybody's favorite bagel is now the everything bagel. It's gotten so
It's
popular.
so good. I have everything spice. Well, it's not really a spice, but like everything bagel seasoning, if you will, up there in the closet. I love that stuff,
Very
man.
popular.
Not on
Not
yours.
on my list.
Okay,
Not on
let's
my
go.
list.
All right, let's go.
I don't need all that stuff.
I'm an onion guy, so I'm in.
You're an onion guy. I'm not an onion guy.
It's a big, that's my, I feel like that onion takes that
Yeah.
the most. So
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going cinnamon crunch though, for sure.
can't beat that.
I'm going Asiago.
Can't beat that.
It's so
It's
delicious.
so good.
I'm gonna go third. I'm picking between cinnamon swirl bagel
I saw this.
and chocolate chip bagel between those two. And I'm gonna go chocolate chip bagel for a couple of reasons.
I would like to hear it because I'm not a fan of the chocolate chip bagel.
The chocolate chip bagel is not as good as it sounds like it would be.
It's not. I don't like it.
However, the cinnamon swirl bagel is delicious, but I have cinnamon crunch on there. I'm leaving that one. I'm leaving the cinnamon swirl off just for a little bit of variety because the chocolate chip bagel is still better than almost all the other
It's
bagels.
better than a blueberry.
Thank you.
It's better than
Cinnamon raisin.
if you put a raisin in anything, I'm not eating it.
Get your mushy, disgusting raisin out of my bagel. That's the only thing that's wrong with the chocolate chip bagel is that it looks too close to the cinnamon raisin
I
bagel.
have no problem. No problem with a grape. Don't dry it out and then stick it in anything. I don't want to eat your raisins. Disgusting. The red little tiny boxes that people would give to their children.
We ate tons of those as
That's
a
so gross. Yes, I know you did. And that is disgusting.
kid.
I n will never forget looking at that, opening it, looking in there, and it's 15 dried up gross things in a ball
Just
because they
mushed
stuck
together.
together. No, raisins are disgusting. Why does anyone eat raisins? Don't put raisins in anything. The raisins in potato salad, we've had this conversation before.
Never had
Never seen it, never had it. I've been white my whole life. Been to plenty of barbecues for white people. Never seen it. All right.
Same.
Not a real thing. I don't think it's real. I think the black comedians make it up.
It's a funny thought.
It is funny. It is weird. If somebody's putting raisins in potato salad, I'd be pissed too. Why are you putting raisins in potato salad? I agree. Don't put raisins in anything. Don't give me a box of them. What is that little girl with a sun hat? I don't want that. That's
Sun-made or something.
disgusting. Gross. Sorry. That's my take.
I eat raisins in trail mix. In trail mix. Oh,
Just no.
also, I love Raisin Bran cereal. I do. I love Raisin Bran cereal. I haven't had it in a long time, but because I stopped eating cereal. But
I don't like Raisin Bran cereal. I don't like trail mix. I don't like trail mix, even if it doesn't have raisins in it. Nuts, caramel, chocolate. What I mean, like, just give me all of them individually. I don't want all of it together. It just nuts don't go good with chocolate,
I don't.
unless it's a Snickers bar.
I'm yeah. I mostly don't like nuts individually, but I will eat them in a handful of trail mix. Same with raisins. Okay, I'm going cinnamon crunch, Asiago, chocolate chip, and maybe my number one bagel, plain bagel. Is there a thing
I was
better? Is there
totally
anything
wrong.
better than plain
I
bagel?
love it. I
Come
love
on,
it.
put anything on the thing. Cream
100%.
cheese,
Let's go.
icing,
Yes.
butter. Jelly,
Yes.
whatever you put on,
Yes.
plain bagel. Come on.
Okay. I
I eat
feel
it
better
plain. I
now.
eat it plain.
I do too. I
Just the
do
bread
too.
of a bagel.
I'll do it toasted. I'll do it untoasted, but I will do both of them plain.
I do it raw.
I do love a bagel toasted with butter and jam.
Oh, yeah.
I say jam, grape jelly is the only thing I put on it. I don't put any, I don't even know where jam came from. I don't think I've ever said that word in my life.
Um, We used to put icing on our bagels. We would
I
like
you
heat them
said
up
that a minute ago, and I
and
was
put
like,
icing.
sounds awesome. I'll put icing on anything,
Or
but I've
there's like
never
a
done that.
cream cheese icing sort, like
Yes,
that especially.
the Betty Crocker has that green cheese icing. Yes.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, 100% with you on plane.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't call that green cheese in any way. That's pretty much
It's icing.
just a
It's fine. It's fine. It just means you're allowed to put icing on a bagel.
Love that. I don't think I've ever done it, but I'm gonna do it now.
Means you can eat icing for breakfast. That's it. Just call it cream
That
cheese.
is a total dad move right there. That's a dad move. Like, what are we having? We're having bagels for breakfast, kids. All right, let's go. Bagels. Dad, can I have cream cheese? Yeah, sure. Cream cheese icing.
Vanilla.
Well, it's cream cheese. Here you go.
Yeah. Of course. It's fine.
I'd eat
All
this. It's a total dad move. I love it.
right. I gotta go to I gotta go to like a bagel shop sometime soon. Because I'll tell you what, also a breakfast sandwich on a bagel. Woo!
Oh yeah,
Egg,
100.
cheese.
Dude, I go to when I
Oh.
go to McDonald's, my go-to, like, I only go to McDonald's for breakfast, first off.
Oh yeah, yes.
Everything else is disgusting.
Same.
But I do go to McDonald's for breakfast, and the steak, egg, and cheese bagel is back. It's been back for a while. As good as it gets. I got some kind of weird yellow sauce that goes on it, but it's on a bagel, and that's how I eat it. I love my steak, egg, and cheese on a bagel. It's the best way to have it.
I worked out in Westchester for a long time.
Every time I've said the word, I keep looking back at you like I'm waiting for a
I
little
told
smart
you.
ass comment.
I told
Where is
you.
it at?
It's
Okay.
not. It's not.
Well done.
I, no matter how you say it, I'm going to hear it perfect every
Okay.
time.
Because that's how I hear
There was a bagel shop out there that they opened the last like couple years I was working out there, and for a little while, like once a week, I was going to get a like a breakfast sandwich bagel for lunch, just because I'm like
Yeah.
so I was eating the same three things every week for lunch every day, and I'm like, I gotta sprinkle in something else, and I'm like, man, this is delicious.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Brian Simpson.
Brian Simpson. What was it called?
Live from the mothership, I think.
Live
Yeah, live from
from
the
the
mothership.
mothership, which I didn't really catch where that came from, but
That's the name of the club in
oh, it's
Austin,
actually the
Texas.
name what it's called. Oh,
That's
this
the
is a this we talked about this, a Joe Rogan deal in
he,
Austin,
yeah.
Texas, and
Everybody loves that place. It is the best room for comedians. Everybody talks about how perfect it is. Anyway, that's where he did it from. Brian Simpson moved to Austin, so that's like his home club now.
he Ubered
He Ubered to the mothership. He sure
there.
did. And that was sort of the beginning of the special.
I'm gonna let you go on this since I started that. And I'm gonna tell you this. This is one that I wish I would have wrote stuff down.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry. I told you to go first. I was
No,
about to start talking.
I'm fine.
I just this dude is he reminds me of a guy I used to work with.
Okay, that's fun.
Right? A little short, not fat, but a little thick,
Stocky, yeah.
funny. Just and everything was just in a straight face. Every delivery is straight faced, not laughing at his
He
own
didn't laugh.
jokes.
You're right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love when people don't laugh at their own jokes.
Yes.
As much as I love Dave Chappelle and I love got like I do love that too. The one thing that gets me with Dave Chappelle is the taking the mic and smacking your leg and laughing like you're the funniest person in the world. I don't need all that. We're already laughing. I don't need that. This dude with that part of it was good.
Yeah, he's I mean, he covered so much stuff, which is, I guess, kind of the norm, but he started out, his first words were white people. You're racist. And then he goes and tells he does he, does another minute or so just about generally, different types of like,
Stages of
racism and
racism.
stuff like that. And then he tells the story. About the Uber driver who got scared and pulled away real fast when he went to open the door, because he was
He's
like,
a black
she
guy.
saw a black man trying to open the door and she freaked out, and that's racist. And he goes through the whole thing, and then there's a surprise at the end of the joke that you don't see coming. Nobody sees coming.
And we're not going to even say
We're
it
not going to say it.
because I want you to watch this. Because
Yes.
I did. There was a part of me that thought about it as I was listening to this. I was like, man, I got a feeling something. I got, so I'm not going to say I guessed it, but I'm going to tell you, I had a feeling something was going to come around different from what we expected.
I'm glad you thought of that, because at first I was like, is Brian
It's too
Simpson getting
easy.
into this?
It's too
Is he
easy, right?
becoming like
Yeah.
the, is he becoming the guy that's just going to be like always talking about everybody's racist and all the,
Yep.
the plight and everything? And then he completely reversed the whole thing. And
It's
he,
so
and then he
good.
did that with some, a few of the other big jokes that he
Yes.
did throughout the
Yes. Yes.
special too. And this guy is, just, he's a killer. He's so, he's just re I was thinking about that. How do you describe? He's just really funny. That seems so lazy to say, but it's, I was trying to think about like, what's his style? What kind of a comedian is he? All that. I'm like, it doesn't, he's just the way he tells all of his jokes, all of the little, the little, tags and stuff like that throughout. He's just a funny guy. He does the thing with the words. The element of surprise, the change of direction, whatever it is, he does that a lot, and he's really good with it.
You know what I love about it is he makes you think that this is all off the top of his head. He makes you feel like he's just talking to you for the first time.
Yeah, he has a lot of pauses and
There's a
stuff.
ton of pauses. He's thinking, you know what I mean? It's not like rotational, like he's just getting the joke over with. Sometimes it's even too much of a pause, it almost feels like, but it's the right amount. It
Yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And he just feels like he's bullshitting with you.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's just your boy sitting there chatting him up, and it's good.
It's really good. It's really good. The last big chunk on, everybody's at least 5%
That's my
gay.
favorite part.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part
It's
because I totally agree with him.
yeah.
Look, I think I look, then I'm on off. I listen, if everybody's at least 5% gay. Look, I got no problem saying it. Like, I might be 15 to 30%. I don't know. It
15
is what it is.
to 30 is a big
It
range.
is big range, but it just depends on the day. You know what I mean? Depends on the day
Sure.
and whose thing rubs up against me. I don't know.
Look, it's 2024.
If you're not bisexual, you're just gay.
And you're welcome, America.
Can
Brian
you even
Simpson's really
say
funny.
bisexual anymore? Is that even a term?
I don't know.
If you're not,
It's offensive to somebody, I guarantee
I
that.
100% to one of the A, B, C, D, E, F, G's, it's definitely offensive to. Who said that? I just heard that the other day. Somebody goes, man, I'll tell you, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K community. I'll tell you. And I wasn't ready for them to say community at the end. It was well done. It was a well done joke.
Yeah.
I just screwed that up. Now we're never, now we're canceled.
Now we're canceled. We're demonetized.
I don't know that we've
Now we're not
done.
going to make any money on this
Yeah.
episode. His first Netflix special was a half hour on the stand-ups, and I was like, "Whoa, this guy's awesome. I love this guy. I want to follow him." And that was a couple years ago, 2, 3 years ago, probably at least now. And then this is an hour, and he's a headliner everywhere. He's getting big, man. This guy's climbing the ladder, and he is already really polished. He's 40, so
Yeah,
he's like, that.
he's going to continue to be good because he, like you said, he's polished, all that good stuff. But you can just tell by the way this dude is, it's never going to be too big for him.
Yeah, and he's not a he doesn't have like a specific audience, I don't think. I think he spans the whole gamut of, I feel like anybody can go to his show
Absolutely. And enjoy it.
and enjoy it. He's gonna be funny, and just like, you think he's starting on in on this oh, let's make a point and take use this platform to make a statement
Nah.
about race or, you know,
Gay
sexuality or
sexuality,
whatever.
yeah.
And it's it and the first 30 seconds of the joke will be like that. And then whatever comes after that, you're like, I didn't see that coming at all.
I kept
And
wanting
it's the whole th it makes the whole thing realize you realize the whole thing was just the joke.
It
He
was
wasn't
never that
trying to
way.
do the
No,
statement.
never. That's something that I thought while I was watching this, and I wanted to say, I kept telling myself, you gotta say this. This dude is a smart cat.
I thought the same thing. He does a really good job of like
Plays himself dumb.
being, and like, you know, using slang and, you know, cursing and stuff like that.
He's a
And then
smart
he says
cat,
other
bro.
things. I'm like,
He's a smart cat,
I'm
dude.
a big idiot.
Yep, he's a smart cat. He knows what he's doing, and you have to be able to think these jokes through the way he does. You've got to be smart. You've got to be able to be on whatever political side you want to be on and say the smart thing and the right thing, and then bam, make a left turn, right? You've got to be able to step on your soapbox and act like you're talking about something that is so important in life, and then bam, make a left turn. You've got to be so smart because you have to be able to fake that you're smart, but you're not really faking it. You are that smart. You're just turning that into a joke, if that makes sense. He does a great job of that.
He's really good. You know, I'm gonna be excited every time he comes out with a special, and he's a guy that when he comes around to Cincinnati, I'm gonna want to go see him. I'm gonna go see him live.
We've talked him up pretty high. All right. There were some parts, I will say, that got a little slow. You know, he did pause. His pauses sometimes got a little like it took a second to really move into some things. I don't want to sit here and act like this is a five because I don't think it's a five. I think a lot of it was it was just impressive, right? Because I feel like after we just described this, I feel like my what I gave it might now sound low.
Me too.
Because I feel like I gave him a really good score. Like if I gave anybody this score, it would if I give anybody so I gave him a 4.2. And if you get a 4.2, that's like killing it, dude. That's
Really good.
anything above a four, you're four above in our scale. That is cream of the crop. But like the way we just talked him up, I feel like it should have been like a 4.7, 4.8. So I would do want to bring it back that it's not 100% the whole way through, right? Like you've got to have me locked in, dying laughing,
It's almost
start to
impossible.
finish. It is almost impossible. I think the best I don't know what we've ever given, but
I think the Comedians of Comedy was the highest maybe we both ever gave.
I'm probably right.
I think I was a 4.9 or a 5 on
Yeah,
that.
and I probably was pretty close to it too. The comedians of comedy.
The kings of comedy.
Okay, I just
The
want to make sure I
comedian
was thinking of the
the
right thing.
comedians of
Kings of
comedy
comedy, yes.
was another thing with like four different, it
But
was.
I don't remember watching that for this. So kings of comedy, yes, kings of comedy, we
Sorry,
both
the
said
original Kings
unreal.
of Comedy, yes.
So I went 4-2.
4-2. I gave him a four.
Right at that
Solid four.
number. Dude, if you're at four or above, that is a must watch. Like, we give a four out, you've got to go watch it. Have to.
Recommend it for sure.
Like, I recommend a three. I recommend a 2.7. You have to watch this. This is awesome. This dude was great.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Brian Simpson, go do it.
All right, Adam. So now that we've talked about all kinds of stuff, let's get to the end of this podcast and figure out what we're gonna do for next week's Mount Rushmore and comedy special.
Let's do it.
Do you have a Mount Rushmore ready? Because if not, it's no problem. You're looking around already.
I've
Because
been cycling through some stuff and I keep coming up and I'll be like, I don't know about that. What about, I don't know. So I have like an idea about a theme. Like I want to do something about coaching or coaches
okay.
because of what we talked about today. And it's always fun. But I haven't, I'm having a hard time narrowing down
It's
exactly what
hard
that
when it,
is.
yeah.
We've already done some Mount Rushmores of coaches.
We've done coaches, we've done
Coaches in.
college, Major League Baseball, NFL, we've done NBA. I think we've done all of those.
So, I would like to do the Mount Rushmore of college hockey coaches. Nope, just kidding. I would like to do the
Do you want me? I've got a comedy special.
I would like you to do the comedy special.
That's what I was trying to, I was going to say to you before. I feel like this is easy. I don't know when the last time you got on Netflix was.
I've
Okay.
probably already watched it. Go ahead.
That's a bummer.
No, I want to because
No, it's okay. I figured you would and you'll watch it again. I haven't because I just watched our comedy special today. Haven't been on Netflix in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So when I got on Netflix, and the first thing that pops up, popular on Netflix, recently added, Dave Attell hot cross buns. We 1,000% are watching Dave Attell.
Yes, we are.
One of both of us, by without a doubt, top 10 comedian. He's on your Mount Rushmore. Not on my Mount Rushmore, but without a doubt, like in the competitive slot to get on there. Top 10 player in the game by far.
I adore this guy. And the best part about this special is
Were you there when he taped it?
no.
Oh.
He is no, he is not a podcast guy. Every comedian in the world has a podcast now. He doesn't have one and he hardly ever goes on them. He has been on all of the podcasts for the last 2 or 3 weeks
Yeah.
and I have loved it. Oh my God. All of my favorite, I'm probably up to 20 podcasts that I watch regularly,
Are
watch or
these
listen
one?
to.
How often are they? Once a week?
Well, I still listen to the podcast version of the Bonfire every day.
That's every
That's
day.
four, it's like 4 days a week. And yes, I think pretty much every other one, all of the other ones are either once a week or like Theo Von puts out 2 a week. Joe Rogan puts out
Four
four
to
hour.
five or six.
Yeah,
They're all 3.5 hours.
I almost never listen to his anymore, but unless he has somebody on,
I
he plays.
can't believe he's still number one because of how long they are and how many he puts out.
I know.
I can't understand. I have not listened to Joe Rogan. I'll find clips of him on YouTube or something interviewing somebody, but I have not listened to an entire Joe Rogan podcast, and I can't tell you how long.
It was off my radar for a while because he had that exclusive deal with Spotify.
Spotify.
It was only on there. And then they just recently
Yeah.
redid a deal and he's on YouTube again, which is very exciting because he does have comedians and really interesting people all the time.
I
And
could watch him and Joey Diaz. I could watch those two together. That's the Joe Rogan I like. I like that Joe Rogan.
he does sort of an offshoot of it like it's called Protect Our Parks. And it's Mark Norman, Ari Shaffir, and Shane Gillis. And I think it's once every 2 months or something, they all fly there and they sit there for the last one was like 5 hours, I think. They sit there for like at least 4, 5, 6 hours.
So
They're smoking weed and drinking the entire time. They're all smashed. And I'm not spending all the I Mark Norman is my favorite
I
dude.
don't have 5 hours of my life to
I
give to something.
know. I know.
So here's my question for
It's
you though.
too much, but there
It's
are
too much.
even just clips, though. If you catch the
Are
clips, they're
hilarious,
great.
right? So here's my question for you. Tell me right now that if you put me, you, your brother, cousin Bobby, cousin Danny, cousin Mike, even cousin Tony, in a room together, seven people with microphones in front of them, we couldn't do this for 5 hours.
Oh, we could. I could. I would love that.
Absolutely.
I would
No one,
love
I
that.
don't know anybody else that's gonna love it, but
No, yeah, right.
it would be hilarious.
Oh my God. I'd kill for
I would die laughing.
that. That would be so much fun. God. When everybody's kids are grown and out of the house, we're gonna do it.
All right. I mean, we have what, three. We have four microphones. I don't know if I've got
By
enough.
that time,
We don't have
we have
enough
plenty of
hookups, but
microphones.
we
We're
don't
a
have enough
totally different
hookups.
setup. We'll have a different studio. No.
We'll have a man cave.
Because I plan on winning that $1 billion lottery.
I tried the
So,
other day.
yeah,
Didn't work.
we've spent we've gone $10 a person every day for the last 2 weeks or something like that on the lottery at
Is it
work.
twice a week? Is it twice a week? Mondays and Thursdays?
Yeah, well,
For the Powerball, the big one.
Powerball.
That's the big one right now.
Powerball, I think, is Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, I want to say.
Oh, so one was tonight.
The other one is Tuesday and
Ooh,
Friday.
I wonder if anybody hit.
I don't know.
I hope you hit, bud. How many people are in on it with you?
10, maybe 9 or 10.
Okay.
I'll take 100 mil.
100 mil. By the time taxes are all taken out, you're probably in all that other good stuff, and you get the, and it's not actually a billion because you got to take the cash out option. You're looking at probably 30 million, 40 million. I think that'd be all
I
right.
can make it work.
I figure, I feel like I can make that work. I mean, if you divide it by 10 people, it's probably because you take a billion, right? And it's probably the cash option on $1 billion is going to be somewhere around 700 to 750. Let's call it 700 on the low side. Take the taxes out of that. You're looking at 400 grand or 400 million. Boy, Uncle Sam's greedy. No, $400 million probably after cash out option and everything. 400 million. All the richest people you know in sports, you make more money than them just right there. Yeah, in their entire sports lifetime, you've got them. Outside of maybe a LeBron, Tiger, ridiculous people. Everybody that's living the best life, you got them beat.
That's right. Oh gosh, that'd be so great. Yeah, we'd have a state-of-the-art studio for this podcast if I won that.
I'd quit and just did the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would pay you $1 million a year or
I don't
something,
need that.
maybe.
I don't even need that.
But I could
No.
afford it,
Yeah.
so there you go.
Give me 100 grand. I'm good.
Yeah.
100 grand a year. I make it work.
Man, gosh, that'd be, oh
Be
man.
a lot of fun.
Okay.
I'll live in the studio, man. Make it big enough. Put a couple bedrooms in it. My family will just live in
That.
the
We can do that. Throw a kitchen in there.
Oh, it's gonna have a
Yeah,
kitchen.
that's the first thing it has, of
It's gonna
course.
have a kitchen.
It's got one of those glass front
Oh,
refrigerators, and the whole thing is filled with Reese's products.
yes. The problem is I also need some fresh Reese's. I don't always
Sure.
want cold. I like cold chocolate. Love cold chocolate. Everybody loves it, right? Whether it's a Reese's, something with caramel in it, regular Hershey's bar, something. But
Listen,
when it comes to Reese's, I need something fresh.
we've got cabinets full.
I'm in. Let's go. I don't want cabinets though, because it'll get old. We got a good rotation. We're gonna eat enough that it'll rotate through. We'll be
Oh
fine.
yeah,
We'll be fine.
there's not.
We'll be fine.
It's not gonna be
We'll be
around
fine.
long.
Oh man, these little man titties I got right here, they're gonna get way bigger.
Always say that. I never see that
You
when you
don't
say something.
see it till you look at
Well,
it.
yeah, when you lift it and you jiggle it.
Little.
Ah, oh,
If you're
Chris.
on the YouTube, you saw it. If you're not, you're lucky.
Get on YouTube. I'm glad we didn't get shut down this
Me
podcast.
too. Glad Uncle Jeff from Tennessee didn't shut us down like last week. We started talking about his grandson.
He lifted the spell off of
Yep,
us, huh?
started talking about his grandson. So what are you gonna do for the Mount Rushmore?
The Mount Rushmore, and I told you this was going to be about coaching.
All right, let's do it.
The Mount Rushmore of money.
Money.
It could be, is a dime in there for you? Is a $20 bill in there for you? Is a $5 bill in there for you? Is a check in there for you? Is a Venmo in there for you?
Oh.
Is a Cash App in there for you? Is
Whoa.
a PayPal?
Ways of getting or receiving money.
Money.
This is a good one. I'm excited. I feel like this is right up the coaching alley.
Because George Washington was a coach. He coached
He had to coach his kids across the Delaware.
his kids across the Delaware. He coached the nation. He was the first,
100
he was the
percent.
nation's first coach.
Yes. Yes.
Abraham Lincoln. He was he was
He was the what, fifth or 15th? I don't know.
yeah.
15th,
He
probably.
might have been both because he could have been two terms. And he
Feel
was
like
the
there was a five involved in whatever he was.
yeah, he was the coach of he coached people on racism. He's like, stop doing it, and then everybody stopped doing it, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like it just stopped right after the Gettysburg
It stopped
Address.
immediately as soon as he said, don't do it
Yeah.
anymore.
As soon as he said, we're freeing all these people. I don't know that he wasn't necessarily racist. I feel like he just was more
He
like
just wanted to be elected the next term again.
what
He's
was
like,
his
this is gonna be my move, baby.
what was the guy we just did his name? What Simpson?
Brian Simpson.
Brian Simpson said, like, yeah, there's levels to racism, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's not. I'm not gonna sit here and act like Abraham Lincoln wasn't racist. Like, it wasn't like if he walked into a room with a bunch of slaves, he was like, I don't belong here.
Look, all the stories, all the bad stories about
It's my favorite
everybody
Brian Simpson part.
from everything before the last 10 years or something, everybody that ever existed that was famous has something, and it's coming out now, and that's the way it is. So expect it. Expect that from your favorite
Are we
person.
gonna do a P. Diddy, a Puff Daddy podcast?
Let's just make this one 5 hours and start now. What do you think about P. Diddy,
I don't
Chris?
want to do it right now. Too
Neither do
tired.
I. Me too.
And
So
I need to figure it all out. But
also,
apparently him and Cuba Gooding Jr. are
he's in it now.
oh, bud, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s
I haven't even heard.
he's one of the biggest parts that started this. The dude, the
Oh,
guy who came out,
breaks my
the
heart.
guy, one of the guy, the like a bunch of women started coming out, and then this one dude came out. When the dude came out, that's when it all went down. And that's where the Cuba Gooding Jr. pictures and everything came from.
I'll tell you, on speaking of Netflix, the last several times I opened Netflix, one of the first things that says this is on Netflix is one of my favorite movies ever, Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the
Speaking
Hood,
of Cuba Gooding
absolutely.
Jr.
Speaking of Cuba Gooding Jr., so I was watching a interview with Jelly Roll. You went to go see Jelly Roll. He married his hooker escort, right? And she was talking about being in Vegas, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was in one of her stories too about what
Wow.
he's into, that kind of ways. He's
Man.
into the big girls.
Is
And
that
he
right?
chases them around, all in fun, having fun, slapping, bouncing around. Yeah.
Wow.
Buck naked, running around
Man.
hotel rooms.
Okay. Well,
Super funny. Look, Cuba just likes to get naked, man. He don't care if it's a man or a woman. He just wants to get naked and have some fun.
really?
Apparently. Now, I mean, listen, I don't know. I'm just telling what's being reported, right? I'm a journalist, heard it from multiple sources, putting it out there.
Okay. Reported reports from, let's see, there you got Woj, you got Adam Schefter, and you got Chris Witt.
That's exactly right.
And
It's
you
a
got
sick bomb.
and the sick bomb. It's perfect. Who's the biggest newsbreaker in baseball? Is it Jeff Passan by now? Is it Tim
Probably.
Kirchen? Is it
Yeah, it's got to be passing right now. That's got to be the guy. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen his memory, his baseball quiz knowledge?
No,
Dude.
I can only imagine. I can only
He's been
imagine.
on like a couple podcasts, and I've seen clips from it. The dude remembers everything that ever happened in baseball forever.
That's insane to me.
It's amazing.
Good for him. The Georgia Peach.
Jeff Passan, the Georgia Peach. What he goes by. Well, this is what we do. We
Stock cap. Stock cap.
finish the podcast, and then we go off in 18 different directions
Yes.
and extend it
Because
for a
we
while.
don't know how to end a
We
podcast.
don't know how to end a podcast. We kind of don't want to. We also want to because it's very late
It's
and we want to
very
go to
late.
bed.
We want to, but we also don't want to. And we don't know how. So here's what we're going to do. Hot cross buns, Dave Attell, Mount Rushmore money. It's my new favorite Mount Rushmore ever. Mount Rushmore of ways to receive, get, give everything on money. I'm going to show you my fingernail when this podcast is over because I got a question for you. And don't forget to turn your headlights on.